not take me for some conjurer of cheap tricks.
Think you know politics? Again, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the You Talking to Me Tuesday edition. You could talk to us right now, live via phone, 844-967-2789. I got my good friend, Matt Rothschild, just for one more segment. Matt's been sticking around, co-deviling this entire hour. Enjoy the conversation, Matt. You're making it go quick. But let's get to the phones. Eric from Wauwatosa. Eric, say hi to Batman.
Hello, Mr. Rothschild. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Eric. It's Matt to you. No need to be that formal.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. I tend to do that just to keep it straight. So don't get too comfortable ever. I had a couple questions about living here in Wauwatosa. You know, our state senator Cuyenga apparently announced he's not running.
Well, he announced he wasn't running. Then he was reconsidering it, but now he's back off the ballot.
Okay, so we've got Tom Pelzer, really who's run a couple of times. Has he been on your shows at all? Or?
Oh, sure. We love Tom. Tom ran for the 5th CD prior. Tom ran against Scott Fitzgerald.
I'm sorry.
Not recently, but I got my finger on the pulse there, man. Of course, we play out in
the shot.
I think
he's going to have a pretty good shot with no incumbent.
Well, I've spoken with Tom recently, and he's not the only primary candidate, but I do believe that Tom might be the right kind of candidate, especially for Waukesha County, a businessman, a moderate Democrat, and just a damn good guy. A good guy. A Navy veteran. That doesn't hurt, Eric.
And he's got you know, just name recognition always helps. My last question, or my question really is with the both the primaries and really more in the general election, do you believe, and this is for Matt, Mr. Rothschild, do you believe that we should that the Democrats should highlight the recent GOP bills that they pushed through to kind of signal out to their flock what they were planning on doing if they got into power, and run against those directly, in addition to obviously the anti-choice, you know, movement the GOP's made, which is going to be, you know, issue number one, it seems.
Yeah, I think they should, Eric. I think the Democrats who are running should say, look, the Republicans in the legislature here passed a whole bunch of bills that would have taken our freedom to vote away. And if it weren't for Governor Evers, these would be on the books. And if these guys get elected, it's probably going to be on the books next time around. And some of those bills would have said it's a felony for any employee of a nursing home even to encourage residents of the nursing home to vote. I mean, that's how bad some of those bills were.
Well, hell, Ram Jam wants to throw Robin Voss in jail. Now, Eric, appreciate your call. I was a little critical of Tony's first campaign ad, although I think it's slick, and it's a nice message. He says during the context of his ad that, you know, I worked with Republicans to deliver tax cuts. And I just said, Tony, don't lie. There's no reason to embrace an extremist party. You didn't get the memo. Joe Biden calls him extremist. I'm going to call him extremist. Tony Evers says, well, I can work with him. I just didn't think it was perhaps well-timed in relationship to the national message. And what I think the message is how do you negotiate with terrorists? Your thoughts, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd rather have Evers say, you know, if I wasn't here, the place would go to hell. And that's a message that would resonate rather than, you know, I know there's that hunger out there, and I feel it too, that, you know, can we have some bipartisanship? Can't we get along? But look at,
we all hunger for better bygone days, but those days are long behind us,
right,
man.
And what Evers needs to underline is just how far right the Republican Party of Wisconsin's gone and the Republican Party nationally has gone. And it's true, if he weren't governor, I mean, we'd have all sorts of right-wing laws here on the books that would interfere with our freedoms to vote, that would interfere with or any attempt to defend a woman's right to decide some of the most difficult decisions of her life with her loved ones and her doctor. And so, you know, it's a critical time, and to be claiming that, you know, he worked with Republicans on the tax cuts, basically what he did was he took their budget and accepted it. And I wanted, and it was a regressive tax bill besides, and I wanted him to veto that. And so I don't think that's something he should be running on. He should be running on, you know, I'm the last defense here that you have in Wisconsin.
Or at least say, I delivered the tax cuts. don't say me and Republicans work together to deliver these tax cuts, because of course the Republicans are going to say, you had no part, Tony. You signed our good idea.
Right.
And I didn't even think it was a good idea, but you know, that's why.
That's the problem with that ad. And that was the problem with the way he handled the budget. But then to make that problem a centerpiece of your reelection campaign makes no sense whatsoever.
I did think Tony looked quite vibrant and handsome, quite frankly. Didn't hear him speak, but you know, he looked good. Better to look good than to sound good.
I mean, one of the reasons he won last time was he wasn't Scott Walker. He wasn't this polarizing figure. And he won because he was nice Joe Wisconsin. And I don't know if he can win just on that alone again.
Can he turn out the base? You know, has he delivered? And it's hard to deliver when you've got obstructionist Republicans that didn't even meet for like 10 months during a pandemic. But how do you win reelection on your record, quote unquote, if the Republicans effectively have blocked your entire agenda?
Well, he can turn out the base if he says, look at how bad these guys are and look at what they're trying to do to our state. And I stopped them from doing these horrible things. And I did well for the state of Wisconsin on the COVID issue, even though they tied both of my hands behind my back.
844-967-2789. Going back to the phones, Joe from Madison. Say hi to Matt Rothschild.
Hey, Matt. Good to hear you. I was curious to hear both of you weigh in on some choice of words that you had, Matt, when you were talking about the question of loss of abortion rights in our state and others in the nation if this ruling goes ahead. And you used the word galvanizing, and I thought that was an interesting choice of words in terms of putting a fire under people. And I'm kind of interested in your thoughts on whether this has just started, because as we're going through, we're hearing about more and more states that are hoping to initiate some really draconian measures. And now, whether they go through or not, they still can shoot the fear through people. When you start hearing, I mean, the bounty in Texas certainly has gone through. They're talking about it going beyond abortion rights and into contraception, which, holy cow, that takes us, you know, decades past to where we've been, and also to same-sex marriage. So I would be curious what your thoughts are about how, I mean, it feels like we've just started to figure out what their game plan is. And
Joe, going to let Matt have time to respond.
Right, and I always love when Joe calls into the program. Look, what century are we living in? That's the question. And I think there's going to be huge rallies all across the country and here in Wisconsin May 14th, this weekend, at the Capitol, I think at 4 o'clock. There will be rallies all over the state and all over the country. And that is just the beginning, as Joe said. This issue is going to be issue number one for millions of Americans on Election Day.
Well, I don't want to say this is the end, but it's the end of Matt's appearance. Batman, really appreciate you coming around, man. Always appreciate when you come around. My little buddy Dominic's going to join us next for the Happier Happy Hour. Hope you all stick around. More Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back.
Are you talking to me?
I can taste it.